USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID Omicron variant surge is starting to decline in some parts of the United States. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. However, she warned that the surge is far from over. During that same COVID briefing, Walensky was asked about the definition of fully vaccinated. She says they are making some smaller changes to their vaccination status guidance.
Right now, we're pivoting our language. We really want to make sure people are up to date. That means if you recently got your second dose, you're not eligible for a booster, you're up to date. If you are eligible for a booster and you haven't gotten it, you're not up to date, and you need to get your booster in order to be up to date.
President Biden spending some time at the White House Friday addressing the Conference of Mayors' 90th winter meeting, the president commending them for their service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. I'm pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day, it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan on continue taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health, to keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
On Friday, close to 50,000 pro-life advocates bundled up and took to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the 49th annual March for Life. The organization's president, Jeannie Mancini, kicked off the event.
We march today in defense of human rights and to celebrate the dignity and worth of every human life, because equality begins in the womb.
This year's event comes as a conservative majority on the Supreme Court is considering overturning Roe v. Wade.
We know that it has taken a great deal of work from all of you over the past 48 years to bring us to this one moment in time.
That's Republican Congressman Julia Letlow of Louisiana. Hollywood stars taking to social media to pay tribute to comedian Louis Anderson after he died Friday morning. Anderson dying at the age of 68 following a battle with blood cancer. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A group of Democratic lawmakers in California unveiled a package of bills to create universal health care programs funded by new taxes. One of the new taxes is a 1% payroll tax on wages for California residents earning more than $49,000. The plan will also cover everyone in California, including illegal immigrants. As California continues to raise its taxes, many residents are fed up, including Susan Nash, who with her family left 8 years ago.
8 years ago, we packed up our dairy farm and moved to Tennessee because of regulations, air quality books, bills, and higher taxes just coming out of California. And for them, as a state to double already a crippling state of people moving out just doesn't make sense. And coming from the agriculture industry, you know, there's $17 billion in agriculture in the San Joaquin Valley that state is giving back to our world. 8% of the food is grown there. And so as an agriculture advocate, I just have to ask, what is the plan for this big billion-dollar budget, and where is the money actually going? They can say health care, but they continue to be financially irresponsible year after year.
Fans of rocker Meat Loaf are reviving a petition to induct the singer into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The singer's family announcing late Thursday on his Facebook page that the Grammy winner died at the age of 74. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.